Well, God's been good to us. Blessed us above measure. I thought how easy it is to go back in bondage. We get sorry for ourselves and bless our hearts, and we've had it rougher than anybody else, and we've been talked about. Amen. Sometimes we sit around and listen to the preacher just to find fault, not to get help. Amen. So we can criticize them. I've just come to preach today, and they asked me if it's a hallelujah message, and I said, absolutely, it's a hallelujah message. Glory to God. Colossians. I thought as Butch was teaching there, and we had preached on that one time several years ago, but I just remembered the scripture there. And save yourself from this untoward generation. And I thought that goes right along with the message that God's laid on our heart. There's something we can do, and we... The reason the Holy Ghost came to us, because the law wasn't perfect. And God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross. And when He went away, He left the Holy Ghost. And what it's for is to be with us, to teach us, to let us know, to be there with us, to always be right there side by side, and when we mess up. See, Daddy couldn't be there, and Mama couldn't be there, and my wife can't be there to straighten me out, but the Holy Ghost can. And that's what it's all about. So when it has corrected us out of the Word of God and spoke to our heart, then the Lord tells us to save ourselves from this untoward generation. That's not saving our soul, but it's telling us to put ourselves in a place, amen, that we can be taken care of. We put ourselves, amen, in a place of lust, in a place of disgust. We put ourselves in a place of aggravation. We shouldn't even be there. I thought about it ball games, and I just quit going because I got aggravated. I got aggravated and almost lost my Holy Ghost. So I thought, if it's the best Bill can do, don't go back. Just go ahead and stay at home. But do we not go to the ball game and get aggravated? I've had fist fights at car races because I got aggravated. I put myself in that position. Amen. So if I've come today to look for fault, you're in that position, you can find fault. Amen. Because I'm just man. The Lord told me I'm just man. But I was made in the image of God. And we got a message in the third chapter of Colossians. Amen. A good message. I need to be excited. The Lord set me free. Amen. I should have no reason whatsoever to go back into bondage and get back under the condition that I was in before the Lord saved my soul. I mean, laying in a floor with agony and pain on you, broke. Amen. And my wife had left and trouble on every hand because I put myself in a position. Amen. There's hangovers all over the land today because they put themselves in a position. Amen. Fooling around with that untoward generation. And we got church people that thinks they're so great that they can't fall. That they've got it made and they can just continue on. They've done deceive themselves. We put ourselves in a position to deceive ourselves. If you think you can make it out of church, you're wrong. Roger Beard just told us, they said they survived in the car, but glory to God, it ain't like being in the house of God. It ain't like there's nothing I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I'm 38 years old, every bit of it. And there's nothing I've ever seen that compared to the house of the living God. And then I'll say especially when the power of God falls on His people. And they begin to smile and they begin to shout and they begin to rejoice and they begin to remember what they're saved from. They don't have to die and go to hell. They forget about their headache and their trouble at home and their phone bill and their light bill. And they get their mind on Jesus. Amen. There's nothing like being in the house of God. Amen. Them little home prayer meetings was great, but there still ain't nothing like the house of the living God. established by God. So God has sent me here today to beat the church. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And you that's listening by radio and live stream and dead stream and all them other streams, amen, we need to get in the house of God, uplift the house of God, let the world know the house of God is better than vacation. The house of God is better than our home. The house of God is better than our job, our cars or whatever. And when everything else has failed, the house of God, amen, is going to stand. The Word's going to take care of the house of the living God. Amen, I'm glad to be here. Amen, glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Colossians 3. First verse. We might preach all of Colossians 3. We got plenty of time. It's just Memorial Day. Boy, I'm glad for all them that died that I could open them doors and walk in and carry the Word of God. Y'all, some of you been there. I've been there where I couldn't carry the Word of God. Been there where we couldn't mention preaching. Been there where we could preach, but we couldn't mention church or any of this. You just had to be quiet. So I'm thankful for them that died that I can come in. And you know what we're doing? We took advantage of that open door. We took advantage of this open book. Amen. Let me preach. Glory to God. I'm thankful today for that I have a Memorial Day because of them fellows that let me come in to the house of God. And he said in the first verse, if I preached on this, I know, before. I may preach on it again, but right in the middle of your life is if. L-I-F-E. I can preach it every week. I preached it in Raleigh one time. Amen. They passed the offering plate at a state facility. If you then be risen with Christ, if you've been risen with Christ, and I want us to get this. Bless God, this means something to us. If you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So it tells us plainly what to seek after. To seek after Christ. He's sitting there on the right hand of the Father. Seek after those things that are above. And I thought about how we work our fingers to the bone. I thought about my little mama, and I thought for like 75 cents an hour. And I remember her dad separated, and I remember we was done out and gone. Butch maybe wasn't, but I was. And I thought about mom trying to pay for a house at 75 cents an hour, a single mom. And I remember mom crawling on her knees right back there cleaning the floor. What it meant to her to have a home, because she'd never had a home. She'd always had to rent. But worked her fingers to the bone. Today, they just want a handout. Yeah. Amen. You couldn't get them to mop that floor on their hands and knees, glory to God, for a $50 bill. I've seen mom. She loved the church. I've seen mom crawl down that walk pulling flowers, pulling weeds out of the flowers. Ladies, how many of y'all pull weeds out of the flowers? I'm telling you, we've walked away from something. And it's the love of the house of God. The house of God should be first in our lives. We should respect it. We have lost it. I thought they just got a converter put on the van. Still off of the church, God's van. I thought 3 years ago we had to resow the yard. Where the devil's crowd come in and just spin it up. They do this outward appearance. And then Satan comes into some old hypocrite, amen, and tries to kill a church service. Tries to stop the shout. Try to stop a soul from getting saved. I believe if the church will get right, I'm going to tell you something. Satan has stopped our amens. Satan has stopped our shouts because we're not standing where God wants us to stand. I'm preaching the bill. I'm preaching to Bill. I've been down a spiritual road in my life. I've been down a road where I didn't have no place to turn to but God. Amen. Amen. And then I get a little something that I can lean back on, my car and my house and my insurance paid, and I don't worry about it like I did. Think about it, church. Think about it. And he said, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And I'm going to tell you, our affections, our memory book, our all of our things, if we're not careful, it's something about this earth. It ain't about that that's above. He said for us to set our affections on things above. That's where our heart needs to be. Our affections, and we're going to give you two definitions in a minute. Our affections is kind feelings. But it's going to be another definition there in a minute. It says, for we are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So we're not letting our old man die. Our old man is revived if we're not careful day by day. But said his almost was this week yesterday, I believe he said. And the old man just gets revived if we're not careful. Think about it. We get our feelings hurt, the old man's revived. Hey, we go to fighting back in the flesh and the old man's revived. We pitch a little fit, amen, and we call it a holy fit and hit him with a holy two before. We've done deceived ourselves.
That's right.
Our affections ain't set on high. The Bible said forgive them. It said if they slap you on one cheek, turn the other one.
Yeah.
So where are we today? That's the Word of God.
Amen.
We're not in love like we one time was. The church is not in love like it one time was. The sinner could not sit in the house of God when the power of God is there and them continuing sin. They'd either leave, amen, they wouldn't come back. Sinners are joining the church today. Hello? Never been born again. They've come to the altar, made a little profession of faith, and started on the path, but never been born again. I'm going to tell you, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Not them that started, but him that endured to the end. He that finishes the race, glory to God. Think about where we're at today, church. We've lost our first love. And Jesus told them in Revelation they had lost their first love. And he said, and when Christ, who is our life, look at this. For Christ, who is our life, shall appear. That tells me he's going to appear. When he shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's the Word of God. I didn't say that. He said, if we, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. And I'm sure I've preached on this somewhere. But the fifth verse, and mortify is the thought that's on my heart. Mortify therefore your members which are up on the earth. And mortify means to discipline or self-control. And I've never seen the lack of self-control that's in our land today. I've never seen the lack of road rage. I've never seen the lack of people just fly off and begin shooting at you. And I think there was 7 or 8 killed maybe in California. And I was thinking about, and I don't even remember where it was, but a couple of people, and they finally made a race crime out of it. But he finally just walked out and shot 2 people because they parked in his parking place at his apartment. And I thought about, if we're disabled is one thing, but if we're able to walk, who cannot walk one more car's length, amen, to get in a car? We need the love of God back in our heart. Why is the church not reviving? Why is the church not shining like it one time shined? Why have people got their mind on the things at the White House, the things down at the Black House, and down at the Cat House, amen? Why is their minds on these things today? Amen, because it's on the liquor store. It's because they've got to have a little drink to calm their nerves. You got to have a beer to fix your kidneys. You got to have this and you got to have that. And 9/10 of us are on some kind of drugs. I'm on blood thinner and cholesterol, amen, to keep my heart running. I ain't really Bill. I'm on some medication that messes up my function of my mind and my ability to move. So, honey, I need the Holy Ghost power of God about me. I to overcome this obstacle that's before us. He said, mortify, therefore, your members. You know what mortify means? Just discipline yourself. Die out to sin. We can pat ourselves on the back if we want to. Mortify there your members which are upon the earth. Fornication. What does it say? It said mortify your members, and one of our members is fornication. One of our members of our body is fornication, and our body reaches out for fornication. What is fornication? Sex without marriage. Our body reaches out for that. Our young'uns are reaching out for that. Our little girls are messed up at a young, young age because their body is reaching out for that. The little boys become daddies and they're not even men. They don't understand. They don't understand because of fornication. The members of their body has reached out. They didn't listen to the preacher. They didn't listen to that godly mama or daddy or that Sunday school teacher in the back. That sex without marriage is sin. And if you die in your sin, hell will be your home. How many little children are raised out there? Don't know who mom and daddy is. How many? Think about it, church. And then we sit back and let them take the Bible, the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, God's Holy Word out of school. Amen. If we didn't get to go to church, we heard a little Bible reading in school. We had a little prayer in school. We understood there was a God. We understood respect. I lost that, I know, but I knew better. Why? Because I didn't mortify my members. Fornication. I didn't mortify it. What's wrong with us older Christians today? We've not mortified some things. We think more of the things of the world than we do Almighty God. Or you say, Bill, you don't know how I feel. I'm telling you, they're sitting in the house this morning that ought to be in the house of God, making excuses why they don't serve God. They go do everything else they want to do. I've never understood why a sick patient had to have more help on Sunday than any other time. I've never understood why one baby can be sick and the whole family's got to stay. It shouldn't be that way. Janet has got hard feelings at me a time or two, but she knowed I was going to the house of God. God didn't call me to babysit. Amen. God called me to preach the Word of God. We've let too many things separate us from the love of God. We've let our wife's feelings, hello? We've let our husband's feelings. We've let things of this world. We've let fornication thoughts. Thoughts of fornication. When do you get too old for that? I don't know. I ain't got there yet. It's real. It's part of my members. And God tells me, I've gave you power. Whew. He said, I've gave you power to overcome this. Why are you there? I gave you over power to overcome alcohol. Why are you there? He said, mortify. Mortify your members. Which are upon the earth. Fornication. Uncleanness. Have you ever seen a time of just total uncleanness? Have you ever seen a time when it's just filth and nastiness everywhere? Have you ever seen a time when you can't watch a commercial and it's nastiness? It's filthiness. It's naked. It's unseen things. And our children sitting looking at them. Cartoons. They're a cartoon's abomination for our young'uns anymore. And it's murder and blood and sex and carrying on here and carrying on yonder. Where are we at today? We've run God out of the picture and brought the earth and the world back into our lives. Amen. Therefore, you members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. And I jotted down the definition of inordinate. Inordinate means excessive or not limited or just lustful passion. And he said inordinate affection. And I just have told you that affection, amen, it meant kind-hearted or kind feeling. But let me go to another state of affection. And he said, and I looked this up in the dictionary this morning and I thought, man alive, that's what we're affected by this. It's a mental state brought on by emotions or feelings or influence. I want us to get that. inordinate affections. It's brought on by a mental state, brought on by emotions or feelings or influence. Let me tell about Bill. And they tell me not to preach on my son, not call no names. You just need to have a cleaned up family and all that good stuff. But, you know, our boy's been in jail, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. I don't even know for sure. But I thought yesterday, 57 years old. But I thought yesterday, Butch, I went to the door. Tears began to run down my cheek. I thought how many times he stood and knocked on my door. Said, Paul, he'd been out all night. Paul, want a cup of coffee? Well, I let my emotional affections get to me yesterday. And I began to feel sorry and I began to feel guilty. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't put him in jail. And I'm going to cry. I could see his face at the door. Y'all may think I'm nuts. But I've got up many times and I've went. But I let my affections, and I see it at funerals. We let the affections come in and we in a mental state that we're in. And we go spend $10,000 for a funeral. Somebody, because we feel guilty, we didn't do something for them. I'm not saying cremation or don't cremate, that's up to you all. But I've not found nothing in the Bible about cremation. But I found out for sure, honey, if we go to the funeral home, they're going to play on your sympathy. Guaranteed. Amen. And they're going to get you, if you ain't very careful, and you'll be in debt for a $10,000 or $13,000 funeral that's buried out yonder in the ground. Can I tell you, I done read in the back of the book, glory to God, the dead in Christ are going to raise first. Hey? It don't matter if you put me in a $13 hole or a $1,000 hole. Amen. I'm a coming out of there, glory to God. Amen. The saints of God. So what I'm saying today, we are affected by what people tell us. The influence, and we worry about what people think about what we do. I still don't see nothing wrong with cremation. If you do, that's all right. I've not found any. He said, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Amen. So what I'm saying, what I want to get across is how easily we are persuaded. You know why? You know why I've been took for several hundred dollars? My emotion. I wanted to help. I got laughed at over in Galax. He said, she got my husband too. Surely you wasn't fool enough to do that. I said, I'm afraid I was, but I never the second time. Never the second time, because I said, if you don't pay this back, this ain't a gift, this is a loan. If you don't pay it back, don't come back to my house. I mean, I've had enough of the bums, but we feel sorry for them. And it makes it hard on people that really gets in need. Used to, from 77 when it first built, they came to Mount Vernon Church. Broke down, couldn't get to Ohio. They had needed this, and they needed this in West Virginia. We're heading to Pennsylvania and don't have no tire, no money. We will mail it back. Heard almost every story. Yes. One man stopped, and they come to the neighbor's house, and she called me to come up there. And he was too sorry to get out of the car, sent his wife and two little kids. I went out there and told him how sorry he was. I said, if you want anything, you're going to come in the house and we're going to pray. If you don't, sit in the car. That's where we're at today. Amen. Fellas, we're sending our wives and we need to be going. Amen. Inordinate affection. It just got out of hand. Evil concupiscence. And I may not pronounce that right. I know I've preached on this. But it's violent. Sexual desires. And we see it everywhere, happening with little kids and teenagers. We see it in every step, the rape and the killings and the mass murders. It's because the rage of sex. And it's brought on it's one of our members, and the Bible said for us to mortify these. And if I fool around on a TV program and keep watching enough sex, my mind is affected. Hello, yours is too. Amen. Yours is too. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. Neighbors, today I'm going to tell you it don't matter whether we need it or not, we want what our neighbors got. We've all, I don't know of any of us that ain't got more than we need. Mine could be cut in half and I could still survive more than I growed up with. But think where we're at. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Can we get that? It didn't say just the lost world. He said, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Neighbor, I'm going to tell you the wrath of God has come down on Israel. Israel has paid thousands of years. Israel has suffered thousands of years because they rejected the Lord God Almighty. I'm going to tell you, America is going to suffer, honey. You cannot let the gay run free and say they are all right and a part of us. You cannot let a little girl or a little boy change their sex life, glory to God, and say that they're all right with God. It's abomination in the eyes of God what's going on. Honey, 11, 12-year-old does not know what they want to be. Amen. My mind has changed in not to be a woman, but my mind has changed in a lot of ways, but never to be a woman, never to be a girl. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. What I'm saying is we are disobedient. Our jails are running over, our prisons are running over, our nursing homes are running over. I just got word from my buddy where they neglected, where he'd had his legs operated and took veins to put in his heart. And they let him lay in the nursing home and infection get so bad that they've had to send him back to Forsyth. And it could have happened anyhow. But I'm going to tell you, they ain't going to take care of you. You better be in the hands of God. You better know, honey, it's all about money today. We better know that we're in the hands of God. I need to know when I end up in the nursing home or wherever I go that I'm in the hands of God. I need to know this thing. In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. And he said, you also walked in them when you lived in them. He said, mortify yourself from these. Pull yourself back from these. He said, discipline yourself. There is no discipline in America today. How about dieting? I don't think I could ever handle it. Every time I've ever tried, I wanted a half a cake. Every time I've ever tried to fast, my mouth would water for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's just hard to have discipline. Yep. Scotty called, he said, Daddy said, would you get seven people to fast with me to help me? And I said, I can't, boy. I'm on enough medication to kill a mule. Just an excuse. I may not have to be on medication. They said it would all stop up, but I may not have to be if I had enough faith. But now, I ain't just preaching y'all, church. It's me. I'm talking about we have let the church go down. We've let the church move out of second place and third place and fourth place till it's way down the line. It's buffet bars and ball games and beaches that's one run ahead. Amen? I'm sorry if you don't like that. But now we also put all things, anger. Come on, church. He said for us to mortify these things. He said, but now ye also put off all of these things, anger. Can you tell if a Christian is really a Christian or if he's Sunday morning Christian? If you're around him a whole lot. When anger builds, there's something wrong. When we fall for handle, wrath, malice. I thought malice is a good one there. Malice is desire to injure another, ill will or ill spirit. Have you ever seen as much malice as there is today? I've never seen, since Corona come in, the malice that's come in between the church people. The ill will. I've never been much ill-natured, but I've had to fight it. I've had to work on mortifying the body. I've had to work on letting God be first, Andy. I've had to work on some things, and I ain't getting the job done. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Blasphemy is plain, profane speaking about God or sacred person or things. Well, they just soon call and cuss the preacher out as not. Or tire the preacher down. And you know, and I guarantee you, we got some today, Memorial Day. Some just didn't come to church because today's Memorial Day and we got a day off. We get time off. We get time off. We got a long weekend. Labor Day, if we stay here that long, till September. This is our last vacation, and we're influenced. This is your last vacation. You need to get it in before winter sets in. Am I telling us the truth? Our mind is influenced. Myrtle Beach is running a special on a motel. It ain't but $250 a night, and this is the only one left, and you need to come. We need to call them right quick and see if we can get a room. We ain't going to get to go if you don't do it, and we deserve it. Look how we've worked. Boy, it's going over good. Hallelujah, anyhow. I'm telling you, we've not put God first. I said, we have not put God first. But now ye also put off all anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. There's too many things comes out of all of our mouths. Let not, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. But sing the song. Left when you sing, the old man's dead. So we put off the old man. Lie not one to another, seeing ye put off the old man. There's been more lies told in the last year. Come on, church. About church than I've ever seen. I know the courts have been called. I know this. The courts has been called and said, we got corona, we can't come. We got corona, we can't come into work. Especially if you got paid for it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Preach on, Bill. Let lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. The Bible said we are renewed. I'm going to tell you, God renews our strength. The Bible plainly says right there, it renews our knowledge. We're not the old people again. When you see somebody that's made a profession of faith and still doing the same old thing, I'm going to tell you they ain't got it.
That's right.
They can call you a judge if they want to, but they ain't got it. The Word of God has condemned them.
Amen.
The Bible said we're judged out of our own mouth. Our desire is not to be in the house of God. Every pew should be full today.
Amen.
If our desire was to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Thousands over 53 years that I've seen come through the churches. Thousands have I seen stand up and testify. And I dare say I never count them, but thousands have I seen go down to the creek. Amen. And be baptized. Families take off from their work, from their place, their church, their whatever to come. For them to be baptized. And today they're right back in the hell holes of the world. I'm going to tell you, we need the love of God back in our hearts. And we need to do what we profess. Amen. We need to be what we say we are. If we're going to be a sinner, just be a sinner. Amen. Glory to God. If we're going to be a child of God, just be a child of God. Amen. When the troubles come and you get knocked down and you get slapped and your feelings hurt, get up and say, I'm a child of God. Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what to do. I need to be a child of God. Forgive them because they don't know what to do. I've had some slaps lately, but they don't know what to do. Honey, glory to God, they're sinners. Amen. They're still in the world. They don't know that hell's just around the corner. I'm just about done. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian nor Scythian, bond nor free. That Scythian is the southern part of Europe before I found it. Nor free, but Christ, sent in bond nor free, but Christ in all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. The 12th verse. Can you see, glory to God, if my intent is to get up here and hurt you, to cut you and to break you down, I need to be set down.
Bless you, Lord.
My intent is to help us to lead somebody else to Christ, to be better Christians. I believe from the bottom of my heart, the shadow of Peter, amen, as he went by, and the shadow of Peter and people were healed. Why can't we have that today? We could if we'd live where Peter lived. Let me read over in Galatians 5. Galatians 5. He said in 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. We have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. The lustful desires that we have, we have crucified that. Amen. We have mortified that. We have brought that down, glory to God, till we're not what we used to be.
Amen.
And he said in 14th verse, and above all, no, 13. Forbearing one another, it's Colossians 3. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. That's three things that we've started. He said, save yourself from the untoward man. Untoward generation. The untoward man. And it says for us to mortify ourselves. That's something that we know when we're in sin, that we need to mortify ourselves and bring ourselves back under a subjection. And he said in that 14th verse, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And the Bible said plainly in John that God is love. And the 13th chapter of Corinthians is the chapter of love. And love's not puffed up. Love's not pouting. Love's not running to and fro here and yonder. Love's forgiving. You can go back and read the 13th chapter. Love ain't running all over the country, amen, trying to tear down and break down and bust up a church and tell people where they need to go and what they need to do. Love is to bring them in. To caring about the church, glory to God, is to be faithful when we're able. To keep praying for those that are able and are still going. When our brother Shannon's in pain. I talked to him last night. He's in pain. We need to pray for Shannon.
Amen.
That God would touch his pain and no more damage comes to this this arm. That God will take care of it. We need to be concerned. We need to have a little feeling for Shannon. And he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. 16th verse. In psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Neighbor, we need to lift up one another. We need to help one another. We need to teach one another. How is our young ones going to know if we don't teach them? I'm going to go to Romans 8. I'm going to read several verses. God's laid on our heart. Romans 8. Start at the 5th verse. I'll just try to read it. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you decide where you're at. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do we get that? We that are in the flesh cannot please God. We must absolutely have the Spirit of God in us. And Christ Jesus said, I will not dwell in an unclean temple. If the Spirit of God moves out of our body, we're back in the flesh And the Bible said we cannot please God. You can agree or let it go by. We cannot please God in this flesh. This flesh is unruly. I need to mortify this flesh. It has bad thoughts. It thinks bad. It wants to do bad. It wants to go wrong. It don't want to come to church. The flesh don't want to do anything godly. It don't want to think godly. The flesh wants to go astray. The flesh. Amen. The flesh. And the Bible plainly said, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So why is the devil trying to put us there? The Bible plainly told me to mortify. Mortify my members. Mortify my flesh. I've got to work at it. There's something I can do. Christ gave me power to mortify my flesh. To mortify my members. Christ gave me power to understand and keep the Spirit of God in me. He showed us all through the Bible how we get it and how we keep it. We need to listen to the Word of God. Example after example is written down in the Word of God. How we need to go. And we can see Saul, how he went astray. We can see David when he let the flesh come in between him and God. We can see that it's trouble, amen. And the sword never left his house. We can see Solomon, the great man of God. Amen. How the flesh stepped in between him and God. And it caused him, it grieved him. Amen. It grieved him heavily that he had lost what he had with God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's plain, church. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, ye are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We're debtors to Christ, honey. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you therefore live after the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. It plainly tells us there to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Two more verses and I promise you I'll quit. We'll go back into Colossians and read the last two verses. In the third chapter of Colossians. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. 25th verse. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Can I tell you, if you got enemies today, and it may not happen as fast as you would like to, but God will take care of your enemies. Those that are hurting you and breaking your spirit down, God will take care of it. If you are in the will of God, He will. He will take care of you. He'll take care of your enemies. I forget that sometimes, how big God is. How big God is. If you will, stand to your feet. Can we mortify? Can we mortify our members? Christ said for us to do that. To mortify our members.